Maddie.
Good morning. This is the Planning and Land Use Committee. Councilmember Olson is filling in for Councilmember Kennedy. And first up, we have an ordinance, floodplain management text amendment.
And that's mine. So this is a text amendment to our floodplain management regulations. And the county has a new flood insurance study and a new firm map that'll be adopted in January. And the cities are required to go through and update the map references in the code. And then, since we were already in there making that change, Ecology and FEMA staff provided redline comments. They went through our code and basically said, it's good. We adopted a model ordinance, I think, in 2011, so it was pretty up to date, but they went through and suggested some edits. A lot of them, I think, are just super straightforward. It was more of just wording to match the federal regulations. So I left comments on the side to show City Council kind of the reasoning behind some of these changes. So if you guys have specific questions, I can cover them. I think most of it is really just wording and pretty straightforward. So we are required to adopt this at the next City Council meeting in order to maintain our status with FEMA. So the timing didn't work out too great, you know, with not having that second meeting. So we're kind of stuck with this timeline. We don't need a public hearing for this, so it can go on regular consent, right, Susan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, agenda. So does anybody have questions? Our map didn't change, by the way. So some communities that I think the bounds of the FEMA floodplain changed, but ours stayed the same since we have armored banks and there wasn't really much that it affected it. So it didn't enlarge or reduce.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next up, we have a comprehensive plan docket, Thornton Street River Agreement.
Yeah, so council closed a public hearing on this back in December, and it sounded like council's general direction was to approve all of the other comprehensive plan amendments, but to reconsider, relook at the Thornton one, possibly looking at a development agreement in order to mitigate or address the possible impacts of commercial development on the existing residences. And so we have a draft of that agreement as Exhibit 11, where the property owner, Vylene, has proposed creating or having a future developer create a row of single-family residences on the west and the south sides of the property in order to act as a buffer. While she did propose that, she has expressed some concern that there is a possibility that a future developer would be relying on the commercial development to fund the single family development, and that she asked if perhaps the single family could come after the commercial. I responded to her and said that I did not see that as a workable solution, where the single families would need to be constructed first, maybe not necessarily occupied, but constructed first. While staff believes that if there was a row of single family as a buffer between the existing and potential commercial development, that it would be an adequate mitigation measure, no one knows exactly what Thornton is going to act like, what sort of development this would be. We do know that it's very unlikely that the current property owner would be developing it, so we're most likely talking about a third party coming in that might look at things completely different. So while if it would be council's preference to rezone this now, we think that the developer's agreement that we have recommended would be a workable solution, but don't feel that you need to rezone it now. You are not saying no to the possibility of commercial. You would just be saying no to the possibility of commercial at this time. No one's going to die as a result of this, and I think that the property owner does want to resolve this as rapidly as possible, but it's ultimately your decision. So do you have any questions? It's not a public hearing, so we can talk about this.
Yeah. I would rather not say no, but hold off until we build the Thornton Overcrossing to see just exactly what kind of things, traffic, everything is generated through there. Right now, we have no idea. And it would be, I think we're putting the cart before the horse myself.
I agree. I think it's a little early. And I don't know if having residences right next to those neighbors is really what they would prefer anyways. Not that, you know, that's their decision, but, you know, some kind of buffer, whether it's just a certain amount of feet, I think would be better. But I think we just don't know. So
I agree.
With the remainder of the comprehensive plan changes, it sounded like council is pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. So what we'll do for Monday is we'll have the ordinance that addresses a development agreement, but we'll include some language where it's pretty easy to modify it, and unless you want to go forward with an ordinance that that denies it. That would just make it easier, where then you could say, we adopt all these changes.
That's more clear.
Let's just do that. And then if you do decide to include Thornton, then you can just add it in. Okay, so
we'll, the previous two, because they voted on those already, right?
Right, but then they didn't finalize it. Right, so this would be, yeah. So basically what the ordinance will have is it will just not include that Thornton one.
Just the one that borders Thornton, correct?
But correct.
It would include the other.
It will not include the one that borders Thornton. It will include the one on the south.
Okay.
Yeah.
Change to residential.
Changing that one to residential, correct.
And wasn't there a discrepancy? It was supposed to be medium density or high? Wasn't there a
difference? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
There was something in the motion or discussion that said that the one to the south would be,
I think,
either medium or high
or whatever, but it was supposed to be high. That's what the original said.
We will clarify that there was a motion that did not represent what we were actually intending, so we'll clarify that. All right, well, that's it, and I think we beat Public Works possibly.
Nice, wow. 3 minutes.
Oh, yes.
All right, we're adjourned.
Cool.